Then April 19th, 1995 hit, and that obviously has become known as the Oklahoma City bombing. Talk to us about that morning or where you were when you heard the story. Or
that happened on Wednesday morning, 9:02, April 19th, and that was the morning of the annual Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, which is held at the time of the Myriad Convention Center, 6:30 in the morning. Every business person, political person, lots of state officials, city officials, county officials, probably about 1,600 people. We have a Mayor's Prayer Breakfast and have a wonderful public speaker come in. And so we were there. And I thought about many times that if McVeigh really wanted to make an impact, if he'd have pulled underneath that garage, there's 1,600 people, that building had been down on us like nothing. Anyway, that's usually over with about 8 o'clock. We try to get people out so they can go to work. I came out and was in this building here, my dad's office, which is just other side of this wall. A beautiful day. It was a gorgeous April day in Oklahoma. Nothing particular going on. And this building that we're in, it's a five-story building, shook. We have underground parking. I thought either somebody had really run into one of the columns in the building or we'd had maybe a gas explosion. I mean, this building shook like an earthquake. And I was in the other building, and Hefner Parkway is right out here and outside of my windows. And I'm sitting there, you know, watching the traffic, kind of wondering what was that. And my dad and I were talking, did you feel that? Yeah, I felt it. Well, we're kind of looking around, and pretty soon we see across the highway people coming out of the building. They're kind of standing out in the yard looking toward town.
And how many miles is this building we're in from downtown?
We're on 5400, and the Murrow Building was on 4th Street. So by the Crow Flies, about 5 miles. Not very far. So I come into my office in here, which I have window that exposes to the city, and I look and I see this big black plume of smoke. And this all takes place within just a couple, 3 minutes. About that time, I can't remember if Fran Corey, who was my secretary at City Hall, called me or I called her, but we made contact very quickly. And I said, did you feel that? And he said, oh, yeah. I said, what is it? And he says, well, we don't know, but it looks like something has come from the direction of the federal, up in that direction somewhere, which my city office would be about 4 blocks. And I said, well, is everybody okay down there? I said, yeah, we're fine down here. We've lost some windows and some things knocked off the wall, but we're fine. I said, well, as soon as you know what it is, let me know. And so we got off the phone, and it wasn't but just a few minutes later, she called back and said, well, there's been a big explosion somewhere around the federal courthouse, and we don't know yet what it is. Of course, my first thoughts, I think everybody's, well, the gas line has exploded, an airplane's crashed, a tanker truck's blown up. Something kind of like that is what everybody was thinking. About that time, I turned on the TV. Channel 9 happened to have a helicopter in the air going from point A to point B, and they were there on site within minutes and had live shots, and it's on TV. So I'm sitting here in my dad's office watching Channel 9 and seeing this building and trying to figure out what in the world. I mean, you know, you can see the smoke and the fires. Fire was from the cars. There wasn't any fire in the building. Fire was all in the cars across the street, their gas tanks and the cars themselves burning. Again, we're kind of back and forth from City Hall. I said, well, do I need to come down? And she says, well, I don't think so now. Why don't you stay there until we can figure out what's going on? Okay. By that time, the press was starting to call. I said, well, just have the press call out here and I'll talk to him. So I started telling them that I'm watching, yes, and we don't know yet what's going on and so forth. Ernest Istook's office was in this building, and he was in the building. And somewhere around 10 o'clock, so this would be about an hour, I decided by then it became apparent that something pretty major had gone on. I said, I want to go down and see what's going on. And they said, okay, we'll send police to get you. By then they'd closed off I-40 and they'd closed off all the roads police had. So they ran two detectives out here and got me in a car. And I might have taken Ernest down with me because he needed a way to get down there. So anyway, we went down.